What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Podcast listeners, this is for you. Welcome to No Bunts, a weekly baseball podcast. If you know nothing about baseball, this is the pod for you. I'm Tass Mellis. With me, a couple other non-baseball experts.
Oh boy.
J.E. Skeets.
Hello, hello. I'm very excited for this. I'm excited to learn what the hell's going on in baseball.
This is the perfect time to get in.
It is.
Midway through the season.
That's right.
And the man making the magic happen, J.D.
A whole other sport I know nothing about. It's very exciting for me.
Well, yeah, this is the first episode. We're going to go weekly here. Mm-hmm. Do this once a week. Hopefully, I don't run out of all my knowledge in this episode.
Right.
So we will have a second one next week. Listen, we're not going to do the day-to-day baseball thing. I'm not going to tell you what happened on Monday night in baseball.
We're not talking VORP on this show.
Right. The only VORP I know is David Thorpe. Bad joke. Listen, yeah, we're not going to get deep into the analytics. They might come up here or there. Okay. If you want the day-to-day stuff, I listen to the Athletic MLB show Monday through Friday. They do a great job. This is going to be sort of a zoom out, trying to understand the game.
Yeah.
Because things have changed since I was a hardcore fan. But I was a hardcore fan growing up, loving the game, the nostalgia factor, playing it. You know, I've fallen out of love with it, but I still want to know stuff about it. So I do follow it, you know, as a casual fan. And that's what we're going to bring to you, the stuff that's sort of surprising us. As former hardcore fans, things I want to learn about, the stars of the game is very important to me, the stuff that makes us laugh and cry. Heck, we've got a baseball wedgie later in this show.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, there's not just basketball wedgies, there are baseball wedgies. We're going to try some different things in future episodes. Maybe go down to the Tampa Bay Stadium, because I've always wanted to see that ugly stadium in person.
To the Trop.
Yeah, thanks. I couldn't even think of the name.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to go probably to a minor league baseball game, hopefully. Savannah Bananas are just down the road.
Oh, that's the team that goes like sort of crazy overboard with like their festivities and shenanigans the game, and it looks like a blast. So okay,
yeah, they do some random stuff. Is it for publicity? Sure.
Hell yeah, it's minor league baseball,
but it's fun.
Yeah,
actually, we got an email from a gentleman who brews the Terrapin beer at the Brave Stadium, Truist Park. Wants us to get down there, brew us some beers, and watch the game.
Okay, I'm already all in on this show.
I'm in.
Yeah,
on this
JD,
now.
That's how I was going to reel
you in. Happening for No Bunts, which is about 10 minutes old, than it's ever happened for a show we did for 17 years.
Yeah, that's a good question. Listen, we want to do different stuff, is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
So send in your suggestions, nodunks@theathletic.com. Obviously, your questions. Bullpen mailbag. We'll do some of that. We'll turn to experts from The Athletic for random things I want to know about. We'll turn to friends of the show. Kenny Beecham is going to come on. Mm-hmm. He just threw out a first pitch for the White Sox. Kelly Dwyer, the great Kelly Dwyer.
He knows a crazy amount about baseball. I don't know about today's current game. I think he does as well, but like a pitcher from 85 on the Cardinals, I think.
Right.
He knows off the top of his head. He's like an encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah, he introduced me to another pod that does sort of time capsules of NBA seasons, like one season from one team in one episode. The 1992 Blue Jays, we're going to talk about today, for instance.
Okay, gotcha.
So
you said NBA by accident.
Did I?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about basketball today. That's for sure.
Well, I've seen that. It's good movie.
That might happen. So we're gonna turn to our friends. Actually, we've got a secret friend appearance later in this show. That video.
He's not kidding. It's so secretive. I have no
idea
what
he's
talking about.
Right. Okay, first question before we get to actual baseball. Are you okay with the name No Bunts, Skeets?
I love it. Dingers only.
Dingers
only. We're swinging for the... Well, actually, okay, hold on. I was thinking about this on the drive-in. I think it's great. Obviously, it's the perfect amount of letters, just like No Dunks. Yeah. You know, it's very close to the exactly like the No Buffs too. No Breaks is right there. You know, it's the umbrella that we're building here with all of the sports. But, look at me. I played baseball. Mm-hmm. I think everybody, hopefully listening, at some point had like a year or two where you were really into baseball. It felt like a thing, especially when like you were a young teenager. That's when I was most into it. That's when I was playing. And I am not built for power.
Yeah.
You know, I was never going yard. Uh-huh. Take a wild guess where I batted in the lineup.
Leadoff.
Yeah, it was leadoff. That's right. Right. Slap some singles.
We'll talk about some great leadoff hitters out there right now that can yank it sometimes. You know, maybe it gets out of the park.
Okay. Well, I feel like that's already different from when I was a baseball fan.
Yeah.
You know, it's like these guys, it's like the NBA, right? It's like now a 7'2" guy is expected to handle the ball and be able to shoot the three and stuff like that. And like, I feel like these even like thinner guys, faster guys, they also have power. But anyway, what I was getting at is like, I love how it sounds, no bunts, but like, I love to bunt. I got to use the speed out there on the field. And I love anything, more than anything in baseball, I love stolen bases.
Right.
So, you know, it goes, I'm torn, I'm conflicted.
Yeah,
but it's a great name.
And those are down, stolen bases specifically.
I'm out.
We'll get to some of that later. And bunts are down. Bunts are way down because analytics say just bomb away, just swing for the fences.
Yeah, right.
Actually, there are three teams, the last time I checked, that haven't had one sacrifice bunt, haven't laid it down once to get a guy over into running or into scoring position.
Because the numbers say it's not worth it.
Yep.
To basically waste an out. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Because you're just moving a runner.
Yeah.
But you're going to know.
And now it's been on the decline, and now there's the universal DH, so everybody can hit.
Yeah.
Especially lineups like our Braves here, our Jays up in Toronto. They can all hit.
Yeah, right.
And instead of a pitcher hitting, you know, in the National League or guys like, you know, who are play middle infield, let's say. And
Yeah.
We're there to, number one, field. But now everybody can hit.
So that's a big reason why it's out of the game. Because the guys are just more talented.
Yeah.
They're better hitters.
But it's the hardest time to hit baseball in the history of the game. Well, anyways, we'll get to some of that. No bombs would be decent as well. Somebody brought that up to me.
Yeah, that's a pitcher's duel.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's like no dunks, you know, no bombs, like, you know, the most exciting part of the game.
That's true.
You know, and it kind of sounds like it. It's five letters. You know,
bombs mean, of course, other things.
Yeah, well, I agree. I'm for no bombs.
Okay.
Not into them. Anyways, so we will get to great baseball names a little later. The five best things in baseball this week.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we got some stuff.
You're selling me on this.
Yeah, I think we're going to peak with the first show here. But anyway, this is, I think, the perfect time. As I said, it's a good time to get in because we've just passed the first half point of the season.
Okay.
We're gotten to the second half. And you know what they say. The baseball season doesn't start till July. Doesn't start till the All-Star game. I don't know if people say that, but I've always kind of wanted to say that because I hold a grudge with people who say that about the NBA.
It doesn't start until Christmas.
That's
and stuff
right.
Like that.
You know.
So hold on. The All-Star game in baseball is what, next week or 2 weeks from now?
Something? A week today.
Okay.
A week today. Close. So we will be talking about that on next week's No Bunts. Looking
we
forward
going?
To that. We're going to L.A.?
Well, where it is.
Yeah, it's in L.A.
I saw the jerseys
uh-huh.
going very gold. You saw them? They're like,
no, I
National
actually
League, National League, I think they just came out. National League white. And then obviously the logo of your team, but gold.
Uh-huh.
And then the American League, it's sort of a black, I guess, dark, same gold. I was a little like conflicted on the gold because it's like,
what's going on?
Championship vibes to me. But I guess I've seen ones previously, and I think they're better than the ones I've seen years prior.
I missed it.
Hey, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
I'm the Paul Lucas of this No Bunts podcast. Got all your Uni Watch vibes.
I'll get you. I think I'll get you a little excited for the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game next week. But first, because it is the midway-ish point, I want to sort of recap what happened in the first half of the season and just the things that I found most noteworthy from the entire league from all of baseball. So I've got a few things to bring up. The first one is Aaron Judge, the monster of the New York Yankees. I say monster because he's 6'7".
Does he hoop at all?
I don't know.
Do we know that?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, that's big.
Yeah.
And
it's big.
You just figure like he's such an athlete. Like, I'm sure, like, was in high school he dunking on guys and stuff like that?
It would make sense.
He never touched a basketball, I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
Okay.
So he leads the Major League Baseball with 30 dingers.
30?
30.
And I thought you were just telling me how difficult it was in today's game to...
Well, they're swinging for the fences.
Wow.
Well, in a contract year for Aaron Judge as well, he couldn't come to terms. He was at an impasse before the season. So he is going to get paid some monstrous, ridiculous number that we as NBA fans can't even comprehend. It's going to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars after this season. Because 30, yeah, the home runs are down in general. But he is leading the league.
Wow.
Potential AL MVP, although... Good debates on The Athletic that I've read that others are having better seasons than Aaron Judge. But to me, it's the most entertaining storyline of an individual player because not only is he at about 30 midway point, he's a little behind the pace to beat the Yankees franchise record for home runs, which is Roger Maris, 61 and 61. And many historians believe that is the true single season record.
Because of games played?
No, because of the juice.
Oh.
Because of steroids.
Oh,
because everybody in front of Roger Maris, there's six players in front of Roger Maris, all on the juice. Or six instances, actually, I should say, where the guys on the juice hit over 61 home runs. So you know who they
are. Well, McGuire and Sosa, Bonds.
That's
those are the three.
Those
I see. Six, instances.
Yeah. So Bonds, all-time leader, was 73.
Are we 100%
McGuire,
sure
Sosa,
they were juiced?
Because they're in this very, very short span between 98 and 2001. All of them did it in that span. So many people believe Roger Maris is the all-time single-season leader. Mm. Although I think he had his 61st and the 163rd game that season because he had an extra game. Does that matter? I don't know. Mm. Anyway, 61 and 61. So Judge is going for that. Judge is going for what some believe to be the all-time record. And it is... All those other guys are in the NL, so Roger Maris actually does hold the single season record for the AL.
Do you think he'll get there?
Like, no.
Like, do you think Judge will get to 60, you know, whatever, two?
No, I think
his pace
has slowed a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot in baseball.
Mm.
Like, these super, super hot starts, and it's just like, that's the tough part. I mean, they play so many damn games. Can you keep it going all season long, whatever torrid pace you're on in terms of, like, hitting dingers or... You know, just even like a super like high percentage getting on base and all that's like, oh God.
That's
it's like
hard.
At first you're like, oh, he'll do it. Just got to keep up this pace. But like so much easier said than done, I feel like.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to keep attention to a baseball season as well for 162 games. So that's why we're doing it here in July. You know, we'll be going throughout the playoffs the Yankees, this is my second observation, the Yankees could be playing deep into October because they are so good. Nobody wants to really, you know, give them their due.
The evil
empire. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Growing up, I, you know,
but they haven't been, the Yankees have not been
a killer team
for like the last, I don't know, how many years?
Many, I
think. Like if they're in a, they were, this was like a sort of pre-LeBron coming, like the Lakers years where they were suddenly like not making the playoffs and, you know, the Kobe injury and all that. A storied franchise, but sort of like suddenly like fell off. I feel like the Yankees, from what I can tell, were...
They have made the playoffs a lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
Now looking at it, they've been decent.
But you know, they hold themselves like...
To a higher standard.
It's the championship or bust.
Yeah.
Make the playoffs, who cares?
So they've won the World Series twice this century. They had their three in a row from 98 to 2000,
okay.
And then won it once since. In 2009. So, yeah, I
hear
what you're
saying. Okay, so it's
a while. But they are on pace to have their best season ever.
Wow.
Their best season was one of those championships, 98, 114 and 48. An incredible record. They're on pace to just get past that, to win 115 games or so at their 709 win percentage right now. They're at 61 and 25. They're the best team in baseball.
So they're doing it on both ends? Like,
doing it on both ends.
That's
a good basketball term
right there. Yeah, that's true. We do it on both sides of the
ball.
Grass. I don't know.
That sounds like both sides of the ball is football.
that's true. What do you say in baseball?
Yeah, you do. What do you say on offense and defense?
but anyway, they are.
They are. No, they're, all the stats say that I think they're number one in ERA, number one in batting. But they may be second, but they're kicking ass. 71%, that's a hard percentage to do in any sport.
Yeah.
That's better than all of the 2022 champions in all other North American sports, the Rams in football, the Avalanche, and the Warriors. It's hard to do what they're doing.
Yeah, 70% winning clip
Yeah.
In any sport. That is, especially in baseball too, where you are changing your, like, think about it as if it was basketball. It's like, okay, our star player's LeBron, but then he's not playing the next game. I'm looking at it from the pitcher side of things, of course. Like, yeah. It's sort of wild to think about. It's like, okay, well, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now it's Anthony Davis's turn to lead our team. Okay, now he's out.
You know, like, about baseball.
Yeah. Well, I have to compare it to basketball. But, yeah.
yeah, Gerrit Cole's out there doing his thing. I thought a preseason image of Gerrit Cole, who was Garrett Swole. He was sort of inflated. I thought that was real for a while.
I remember you thinking
that. Yeah, it got me. Anyways.
By the way, we got to come up with a name for the stream team. Like, we need a baseball equivalent. It's the Slipstream on No Breaks. It's the Live Tribe on No Buffs, our Survivor podcast.
The Bullpen, the Dugout.
Something's like there. That. Let us know. Couple great observations. Hootsky saying, at the plate and in the field. It doesn't roll off the tongue on, like, both sides of the ball.
Not bad, Hoots.
Both sides of the diamond?
Yeah, I think people do say that.
Do they say that?
I think so.
Okay. Let us know if you like dugout or bullpen or what we're calling everybody that's joining us live here on YouTube.
Yeah, so the Yankees are doing some things for themselves, some things that their franchise has never done. No MLB team has ever had a better winning percentage than the most recent NFL, NHL, and NBA champs and won the World Series.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting one from The Athletic. That's what that's why I read. I read everyone on The Athletic.
I know you're holding your All-Star special for No Bunts till next week. Makes sense. Are they going to have like five All-Stars, six All-Stars?
They are.
Like, they must have a bunch of guys just killing it on both sides of the diamond.
Both sides of the diamond.
Which I don't think is a saying now that I say it out loud, but maybe it is.
They have a team-high six All-Stars.
Oh, we already know them
yes.
All. Oh,
they have just been announced.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got some home run derby juice a little bit later. Okay. And the Braves and NL Best five players are going to the All-Star game. So, good for them. And let's get to those Atlanta Braves, because talk about the Yankees like they're going to get there. They might. The Astros are lurking. Some people think that the Astros are a better team than the Yankees. They play in the AL, if you remember, when we were fans. Yeah. When we were real fans.
They were
fans.
A National League team.
So, you've got the Astros, the Yankees really on top in the AL. It's kind of cool that they may face the Mets. The Yankees could face the Mets in the World Series. The Mets are really good. But the Braves, the reigning champs, they are right on the heels of the New York Mets amidst a series against the Mets, a big NL East matchup. But the reigning champs, can't they do it? They've been pretty hot recently. And to tell us why they can win it again, here is dear friend of the program and hardcore Braves fan, Jared Dent.
Wow.
Hey, Tass. Jared here. I'm a big No Bunts fan, longtime listener, first-time caller. I want to talk about why the Braves are going to win the World Series this year. And it's pretty simple. It is that bullpen. That bullpen is lights out again this year. And we saw in the playoff run, that was the difference maker. They were shutting down opponents from like the sixth inning on. The other reason, bombs. The Braves are hitting them all throughout the lineup. They're dangerous. And they're doing it with base runners. And then the last one is really, they've been there. They've done that now. And so they got that experience. The pressure's off of them. And so they're coming back for the playoffs, and they're going to be ready. And that's why the Braves are going to be your World Series champions this year.
Jared Dent appearing on No Bunts. Not as charismatic on camera as his wife. I'm just saying. Not bad, though, either. Yeah. Not like he was reading, though. Teleprompter.
Nah, he wasn't reading.
That is incredible.
Yeah, Beth definitely filmed that. She let us know that she filmed that.
Wow, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steady hand.
Yep. Maybe it was on a pod. I think she clicked record. Anyways.
What a homer.
Well, the Braves are 52-36. Last year, they started 52-55.
Oh, right.
Through 107
right.
games.
They
then
turned
it on the second half where they were 36-18. They only had 88 wins, and they won the series. So they got to be pumped. Ronald Acuna is back doing his thing. They've got great pitching, as our man Jared Dent said there. They've got great pitching names, which we'll get to later. We love some good names. But one thing from the first half, which was wild, the Freddie Freeman story. Did you hear about that?
No. I mean, in passing, but I sort of ignored it.
Yeah. So
I'm excited to learn.
Well, yeah. It's not a long story, but he played 12 seasons with the Braves, culminated in a World Series championship
last
year.
He was sort of like a hero here in the city.
He's Mr.
Like,
Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew that.
He loved the city. The city loved him. Then contract negotiations after the year, he went to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
It was, they broke up. It was a lot of money. It seemed like the Braves didn't want to pay him.
Sure.
Then last month, a story revealed that his agent didn't tell him about the last offer from the Atlanta Braves.
On purpose or just
On purpose. He came to Atlanta. Freddie Freeman did. His first series back in Atlanta last month. A lot of tears were shed.
Yeah, sure.
The most emotional reunion I think I've ever seen in any sports. Over a 3-game set over the weekend, I would think like hundreds of tears were shed by Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
And then the story drops that he never wanted to leave and that it was just about money.
Right.
And then I think Doug Gottlieb, I think, did break the story. The numbers I don't think were revealed.
Okay.
But again, his agent, who just didn't want to tell him.
What?
And
did he fire his agent?
His agent was fired.
Holy, that is just a pretty like crazy story.
It is a crazy story.
But I don't understand what was
the advantage for the agent?
Yeah.
Get him to Los Angeles, I guess.
Oh, he saw those endorsement deals, did he?
I don't know if his agent lived in Los Angeles, didn't want to fly to Atlanta all the time.
He just wanted to go to see his client play near home.
Anyways,
that's crazy.
It is a wild story.
If he had a better agent, or
I think
he'd probably still be with the Braves.
I think so.
Okay.
Sure felt like that.
And he's on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Who are, I feel like they have, okay, I saw that they have a bunch of injuries, but they're also doing really, really well.
Yeah, they could still be there in the end when it all comes down to it. They're leading the NL West, 56-29.
Okay.
Yeah, they're solid.
Wow.
So just a few more things about the first half. There is universal DH now for everybody who doesn't know. As I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. pitchers don't have to bat anymore. I don't think they're ever going to go back to pitchers hitting.
How do you feel about that?
I like it.
Okay, why?
Because hitters are better. Because they hit better than pitchers.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of fun seeing a pitcher in a warm-up jacket when he gets on base and not being able to slide properly.
Right.
But then there's always a worry. Oh, this pitcher's going to, you know, pull a hamstring out there because he sprints 5 times a game.
It was also weird that they were doing it in one league and not doing it in the other. I mean, that's really strange.
Yeah. And it increases the ability of what you can do with a lineup. You know, you can you steal more bases, perhaps. You know, it's just everybody in the lineup is better because of it. You're not playing the small ball, which everybody does like. You know, a pitcher goes up there and bunts to get a guy over.
Hey, no bunts.
Yeah, no bunts.
The one thing I used to like about it is I did love, especially like when you get into like a postseason matchup, I love the idea like that sometimes a manager would have to like make the decision like, okay, we're in the sixth inning or whatever.
Yeah.
He's doing well on the mound. You know, we're trying to figure out how many innings he's got left and all that. But like, uh-oh, he's up here in the order. Do we bring in a substitute batter? No, that's not it.
A pinch hitter.
A pinch hitter. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a while, people.
The old double switch. I guess that has been lessened now because starting pitchers don't go as long as well.
Yeah, true.
That is different since, you know, we used to watch. Pitchers don't go as long. The numbers say it's better to get him out of there, get a fresh guy in there. Mm-hmm. Don't let the hitters see them the second or third time.
Yeah. Picking up on their tells.
Yeah, and
where that ball's coming from.
Yeah.
Leaving their fingies.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. Yeah, anyways, I'm definitely
okay. So
you're
pro. I mean, I see people. Sam says I hate the DH. So I guess there's some people that love it.
I guess I would rather have everybody who hits in the lineup play a position as well. But maybe we just gotta.
Okay.
You know,
I thought you were gonna say everybody that hits has to throw a pitch.
Let's go
the other way.
I don't know what the stat was, but I think it's some sort of record for positional players who have pitched this season, like 26, something stupid.
Well, that makes sense if you're saying that they're not letting starters pitch as long and you're going to the pen more and all that.
Yeah, but guys who never pitch, like a third base, Matt Chapman comes in, you know, like some random third baseman to throw a 60-mile-per-hour.
So that happens more often now.
Yeah.
Because that, when we were a kid, I remember that was like, oh, this is crazy.
That's
the
best
third
thing
baseman's
in the world.
Going to the mound and he's going to try and throw a pitch. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just fly through some things. As we said, stolen bases are down, triples are down, mainly because teams are swinging for the fences, but also because it's the hardest time in MLB history to be a good hitter because there's so many more pitchers coming in. Yep. It's hard to sort of get used to it. Strikeouts are up. Home runs are down. Could be about 800 fewer than last season when all is said and done, and 1,600 fewer than 2019. But that also has to do with the ball. The baseball is different year to year.
We're still doing this? They're still talking about the baseball changing?
It's totally true. The ball changes from year to year. Maybe it's, I don't know. It's not a science. Like, they can't get it down the same. Now the
What's changing? The cork inside, the leather, the stitching?
It's just wound less tight. I don't
That's crazy.
Yeah, the ball's carrying more as the temperature does get warmer. It's true.
Okay.
There are stats for that. Exit velocity and all that. But anyway, I just want to run through a few of those things.
Yeah.
And we'll get some experts from The Athletic to cover a few of those things in Jared Dent-type style, you know, like have them on for a few minutes. And last thing I want to say about the first half before we get to some cool things that happened this past week, just the young phenoms. I get excited for. There's O'Neill Cruz, the Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop, mm-hmm. who's 6'7". You don't see – yeah, a shortstop. That doesn't happen.
See, I'm a little worried about baseball because the one thing that baseball was great for was having, like, fatties out there and, like, guys that were, like, didn't look like athletes and they looked like they could, like, you know, chug 20 beers after the game, didn't take their, you know, conditioning all that serious. Like, that was, like, the one – where in other sport, football, you got to be an unbelievable athlete. Basketball, of course. So you got to be a certain size and an unbelievable athlete. But now, baseball's just going to go there. We're going to have all 6'7" guys. You watch.
Nah.
In 3 decades, 30 years, 6'5" guys, every position. All, who's the Angels superstar that can do it on both sides of the diamond?
Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani. Everybody going to be able to do that. You watch. You watch. Enjoy it right now.
Nah,
enjoy your fat guys while you got them. That's all I'm saying. Not many of them, but yeah.
There's still some large men coming out of the pen.
Okay, good.
Alejandro Kirk.
Oh, I've seen him.
He's starting in the All-Star game.
Wow.
That's awesome. He's great. So, yeah, there's still a few of those.
But 6'7" at shortstop. That's insane.
That is insane. He's not hitting all that well, but... He's a great fielder. Julio Rodriguez, he's a Mariners rook. He's kind of got the typical wiry baseball bod, 6'3", 228. I enjoy watching. He's one of the most feared bats in the game as a rookie already. First month, not great. Striking out a lot. Chasing third strikes. A lot of balls that were outside of the strike zone, some bad balls called against him. Robo-umps are coming. That's coming.
Ooh.
Anyways, we'll talk about that later. But... he's cool because...
oh, we're going to lose all the fat players and all the fat umps?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to miss those fat umps.
Maybe we'll make the robot umps large, too.
You can pick your size of robot ump. I don't know about this robot umps thing because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because there's so many balls. Even Aaron Judge, we talked about, he's the leader for missed strikes, the balls that are usually low on him because he's 6'7" and the balls go under his knees and they're called. But is there going to be like a robot umpire back there?
I doubt it, But it'd be cool. Like, you know, like sometimes you go to like, I don't know, like a hotel and they have like a weird robot come up to you to like sort of not check you in, but like, hey, let's look at the map, the directory of this hotel.
Yeah.
I would like a really crappy robot out there. It'd be great if the robot's just 100 times worse than the actual human umps and people are kicking dirt on the robot ump and stuff like that.
Yeah, for
but no,
sure.
I don't think they'll be out there.
And no, there won't be any out there.
It should be.
It is strange, though. But anyway, just quickly on Julio Rodriguez, because he steals bases, which is great.
And he
hits dingers. He's the fastest player to reach 15 homers and 20 stolen bases in MLB history. He's got there faster than Ellis Burks. I think you can kind of remember that name.
Yeah, I do.
Barry Bonds, back when he was a
back
wiry
before the
fellow.
Juice.
And Eric Davis.
Yeah, I remember that name.
He's on the Reds.
Reds, yeah.
And he's the first rookie. Just this is another stat I didn't care a lot about, but I like the name here. Rodriguez is the first rookie with 15 or more home runs and stolen bases before the All-Star break since Devon White did it in 1987. So he has made the All-Star team. He's 21 years old. Julio Rodriguez is. Joining only two players to be an All-Star by age 21.
Really? Yeah, that's the other thing about baseball. They're all older than
it takes a little time to develop,
to
get consistent. You get consistent in your older 21. Day. You know who they are, though.
I do?
Two players to be an All-Star by age 21. Yeah,
oh
and he's a Mariner. Both these guys played for the Mariners. Ken Griffey Jr.
Both of them did.
Yeah. And this guy started his career.
Oh, Alex Rodriguez.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right. There we go. All right.
There we go.
Don't forget about that.
These guys are stars. So we're going to talk about some more stars after the break when we get to the five best things in baseball this week. And you got to stick around for JD's animation or listen to it because it's fantastic. We'll be back right after the break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, yeah, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/nodunks.
Back here on the very first episode of No Bunts, we were talking about what do we call in the people joining us live on YouTube, the bullpen, the dugout. They need a name. Some great suggestions. I'll throw them at you. Maybe you have a favorite from everybody out there. The outfielders.
Okay.
Okay. The foul poles.
Foul poles.
Yeah.
Offside.
Bat chat.
Bat chat.
There are some laughs about that. The sunflower streams. the homers. I don't mind the homers. Let's go to the homers. What are the homers saying? Okay. This is my favorite, though. Real awesome baseball term. The bleacher creatures.
The bleacher creatures.
That's pretty good. I think that's my favorite right now, outside of like bullpen or dugout. JD, you like the bleacher creatures?
Out of that list, yes. Yeah. I would pick that one.
All right, well, keep sending in your suggestions.
Still work in progress, I guess.
Let us know live. Let us know in the comment section. Tweet in your names for everybody joining us live on YouTube at No Dunks Inc.
Listen, I love me some sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be spitting at her. Audience here, you know
true,
what I mean?
It's true.
But that's great. Bleacher creature, the outfielders.
I like that.
You guys are onto it.
Yeah, people are a lot. Something about on deck, the on deck pack.
The bleacher creatures.
Bleacher creatures is great.
You're there, you're lurking.
And you're all, yeah, and you're, and it just makes me think you're all like this.
Yeah.
okay, that's the leader in the clubhouse right now. Yes. Baseball reference.
Very, very nice. All right, let's get to the five best things in baseball this week. Yes, JD with the incredible
Jesus,
animation.
Jesus, JD, this show is now 40 minutes old. That's the best intro I've ever seen you do. And yeah, we have a show we've been doing for 17 years, a basketball show. That's incredible.
Hey, well, I had a little bit of time. So, okay. And when I have time, I can devote it to things.
Okay.
The organ. So. The organ is just.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to, it had to go with organ throughout, right?
Perfect.
Because it's Rounders, music is always the organ.
Good call.
So.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be doing this best things in baseball pretty often as well. Yeah. Because again, we're not going to recap games, but I like picking and choosing random things that happen that, you know, get me thinking, get me excited, like a baseball wedgie.
Okay.
Wild. Royals. Guardians. Yeah, the Cleveland Guardians. Yeah. There's the Guardians hitter launched a shot, a deep shot. Now, it hit the fence in left center field, but above the fence, there's sort of this other part of the fence that juts out, creating a seam where a ball can get stuck. So the ball, off the bat, stuck. That's a baseball wedgie, that as our friends at Bleacher Report said.
That definitely is a baseball wedgie.
And I love it. It's in Kansas City. And the job of an outfielder, when a ball, you know, it's kind of like is touched by a fan or goes sort of under the fence, gets stuck there or gets stuck in
anything
between
weird and unusual.
Where, oh, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I can't touch it. I can't touch it. Call it a ground rule double. Because really, you're supposed to go get it and throw it in. But listen, I've been an outfielder. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
You just stop. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I don't know what's happening.
So what was the call on this?
Ground rule double.
That's a ground rule double. Mm. But if... Because if that had hit 3 inches above, that's still in play, right?
Yeah, yeah, it comes back.
Okay, okay.
Now, there's video reviews in baseball trying to dissect if it hits a line, if it's a home run. That happens pretty often. But that's part – that's in play, that little jut out of a fence. But he did the right thing because you could jump up and miss it, right? You could, like, try and grab at it if you couldn't pull it out of there, because if it was wedged really hard, like a classic NBA wedgie, maybe you don't get it. And then the umpires allow the runner to go to third, get a rare triple.
Right.
But he played that really
he
well.
He just had to do that. Yep.
Yeah, it goes under the fence.
That's weird.
Did that ever happen to you as a minor leaguer? Sometimes, a ball will go under the fence, and you're supposed to put your hand up. You're supposed to say, hey, that's a double, because – you know, sometimes an umpire can't see it, and he'll think, well, is he still chasing it? Like, the runner can just keep on going, and an inside-the-park home run happens, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's your job as an outfielder.
No, can't play the close...
I like it how that was in a home stadium as well. Like, he knows his...
He knows every nook and cranny out there in the outfield.
That was a real nook and cranny situation.
Yeah, the closest to anything like this... I think I've shared this story before on No Dunks, but... like, my dream playing baseball, I was an outfielder, again, speed, kills, and I always just wanted to take away a home run. Like, to me, that's the coolest highlight in baseball. Like, climb the fence, bring it back in the into the field, and we were playing Corey Smith. He might be watching this. He loves baseball. He's a big sports guy, who I grew up with, of course. We were probably, I don't know, 13, 14. And we played at this diamond. It was small enough that you could hit dingers. Like, guys could... Not me, but other guys could put it out there, because it was a pretty small little field. And I was playing left field, and he put one up there, and it was a moonshot. And I had time to, like, I'm going to have a chance to climb this fence. These are, like, obviously, like, 6-foot high fences, just chain link fence around a school. But I went up, I put my glove over the fence, the ball went in my glove, and when I went to sort of snap it back... It like trickled out and dropped, and it's like a chain link fence, so you could just see the ball drop on the other side of the fence, and it was a home run. And I was like, devastated. I was like, I'll never get a chance to do this again. It'll never happen again, because I guess I knew I was not going to continue to play baseball for some reason. But Corey Smith never lets me hear the end of that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. There's my one good baseball story.
Listen, we share our pickup stories on No Ducks.
Now we're sharing baseball game stories from when I was 13 or 14 years old.
All right, moving on to another outfielder, the second best thing in baseball this week. It's more about Ronald Acuña being named to the All-Star game and participating, baby, in the Home Run Derby, because he is the NL's leading vote-getter for the All-Star game.
Oh, wow.
And he is... an incredible talent. There's some basketball crossover as well. He's an Atlanta Braves outfielder. He likes to do the Trae Young. Oh, I'm chilly.
Yeah,
He's done the LeBron sort of stomp thing. He loves basketball. It's pretty clear. And it's just great for the game. He is a great, flashy player.
Right.
Baseball needs a few more of those. But also, he's going in the event of the Home Run Derby the night before the All-Star game. I'm not saying it's like the slam dunk contest, but you know. You know, you need him in there for name recognition.
Yeah.
It gets me more excited. And he will be there. He was in it in 2019. He didn't win. That was a wild year. There's Vladdy Guerrero.
Is that when they had a bunch of, like, what do they call it? because I they feel like they change the rules a lot.
Yeah, I think
in the home run derby,
they've
but
stuck with it.
I know
recently.
There was one year where there was a bunch of ties, I guess, and they had to like have these like dinger offs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that year.
Yeah, I think that is. Pretty common,
I remember Guerrero for
sure. It
was
Guerrero and two-time champ Pete Alonso, who's a Mets guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think only three people have been announced to this point because the other five will be officially announced. But the Ronald Acuña, Pete Alonso, who is the two-time champ.
Again. Wow.
Two-time champ going back. Yeah, he's got to. And this was late breaking on Monday. Katie Wu of The Athletic. Breaking that 42-year-old Albert Pujols is going in.
Oh, I saw this this morning.
Yeah.
The Athletic Pulse, I believe. The
yes.
Email newsletter blast. Yeah.
Pujols, 42. Not necessarily an all-star worthy season this year.
Right.
But he's getting the legacy bump. There's a legacy category.
Yeah, it's like Dirk and Wade making
exactly.
it. Yeah, yeah. So who's the other? Is there another?
Yeah, Miggy Cabrera.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so those three, Alonso, Acuña, and Pujols, will be in the home run derby. Five more to come. But that's interesting to me. And
how many dingers all time is Pujols at? Like
he is. I saw he's on. He's not leading by any means.
No.
Oh, you mean
no?
In
I mean
home runs
in his career. Like,
oh,
is
I
he
thought
a,
we're talking.
Is he a 500 home run guy? I mean, I can look it up.
Did he hit 500? I don't know. Miggy Cabrera has hit 500.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Wow.
I think okay. so. Look okay. look both those
yeah,
guys
okay,
up.
Okay, I'll get
anyways, third here, sticking with...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Pujols has 684 home runs.
Holy cow.
I would not have guessed that high. That's like, fifth all time, I guess. Nuts. All right, keep going.
All right, good stuff. Sticking with somebody else, making headlines, Shohei Ohtani. You mentioned him earlier. This guy just blows my mind because he plays on, what did we say? Both sides of the diamond.
Both sides of the diamond.
Yeah, he's a two-way superstar. He pitches every fifth day, and he suits up. He is a DH right now, but he does suit up and hit every single day. You find something sort of noteworthy and something that a player hasn't done like every couple weeks. Like he struck out 10, I think, while hitting something or other.
Yeah,
I think
a couple RBIs.
He had eight RBIs a few weeks ago. 19 homers and 54 RBIs. And on the mound, he's 8-4 with a 2.44 ERA.
How is this not the biggest story in all of sports?
It's a fair question.
Like, it's a story, but I feel like it could and should probably still be bigger. Because I'm with you. Even me, who obviously, as you can tell, doesn't know anything about baseball or is not really following it all that closely. You see the little nuggets of like what this guy is doing, and it's just like feels like it still should be bigger.
Yeah.
And I don't get why it's not.
Yeah, because it's just something that hasn't happened in the history of, you know, the last 40, 50 years. Like, you know, it was a very different game when Babe was doing it. And it's unprecedented. He was MVP last year, so he was given the recognition.
Good.
That was his first full year as a pitcher. And as a positional player and as a hitter.
Is it because his team, I know there's the it's a meme tweet about like, he does something that's never been done before and Trout hits 8 home runs, whatever the joke is. And then it's like, and Angels lose 8-4, it's like for whatever reason they're not.
It doesn't, winning doesn't matter like it does in basketball. You don't have to necessarily win. To get the recognition.
Yeah.
So it is strange. It gets me into the game more watching him, watching the sound of the bat when he cracks a shot. And I agree. I don't think there's really an answer. Maybe just because it's sort of incomprehensible to the media because it just doesn't happen. He started in 18. He was rookie of the year. And then 19-20, there was a shortened season. There was the COVID. And last year's when he made his mark, starting the full year. And
then he's continuing
he's
to kill
and
it.
And he's doing really well.
Is he,
he's
a
doing
be- is he
really
better
well.
At the plate or a better pitcher? Or is he just equally dominant?
I think he's equally dominant. No, he isn't having the year that he had last year.
Okay.
And so that kind of hurts him, I suppose. But he is up there for AL MVP. That's definitely a possibility. Anyways, that's the third. Actually, just a note. He had a very graceful appearance in a bench clearing brawl. Like, he is so graceful.
Just a gentle giant.
Yeah, but he just does everything. Like, this, I mean, that's the great thing about what you're looking for in a baseball hitter, just a smooth, sweet, silky swing. Everything he does is silky, even fight. You know, air quotes, fight. He jumped into a brawl, and he pulled one guy aside, and he somehow like a mountain cat, like, got into the next little fray. It was amazing. It was a pretty cool clip. So, Shohei Ohtani, the third of the five best things in baseball this week. Cool. Moving on to his teammate, you mentioned him, the fourth best thing. It's not the best thing, but I find it, you know, the most interesting, and that's why I'm including it here. Even the possibility of the Los Angeles Angels trading Mike Trout.
Wow.
Now, it's been brought up. It's very, very unlikely to happen. But on the DVR and Law podcast, DVR and Law, Keith Law mentioned that where are the Angels here? Like you said, they lose a lot.
Yeah.
That's what they do. This is his 12th season in the league, Mike Trout. And he's going to be 31 soon, and they've made the playoffs once, and this was ages ago in 2014. And so they just continue to lose. He's 31. He's in the midst of the biggest contract signed in professional sports at the time.
Yeah.
In 2019, a 12-year, $426.5 million deal. That was surpassed by Patrick Mahomes a little bit later. But, yeah, he's turning 31 this summer, I should say. He's not 31 quite yet. He'll be 40 by the end of the contract. So Keith Law brings it up as possibility of the Angels having to turn around. They just haven't been able to produce the pitching to win baseball games. And so that's why, yes, Ohtani is amazing. Yes, Mike Trout is phenomenal. Could be the best baseball player ever, the analytics say.
Yeah, I've heard that. I was just going to bring that up. Our buddy Joel likes to say that, mm-hmm. that Mike Trout is maybe the best baseball player of all time.
It's possible.
And that makes me roll my eyes.
Hey, look, what do you want?
Well, it's. I mean, I think a part of it is obviously his team is not great, and maybe the marketing of MLB. I mean, Mike Trout. Like, if I don't know. I'm convinced if you put Mike Trout in front of 100 random people, and say, like, obviously say, who is this guy? I don't know. My gut just says not many people are going to be able to say, oh, that's Mike Trout.
Yeah,
I just
no. You're
obviously compared to like LeBron and blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
like,
but you can't blame Trout for that. He's
no.
Three-time MVP.
Oh, wow,
and he was second in MVP voting 1, 2, 3, 4 other times.
So
he's an incredible player.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
A billion-time All Star, but I hear what you're saying. He's not Phil Niekro. You know, he doesn't have the name cachet, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, anyway. Great name, too. I know we're going to get to great names later. Mike Trout, that's a pretty memorable name. You know, I don't know a lot of Trouts, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Not a one.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's this Mike guy. I don't know who he is.
So people are wondering, the Bleacher Creatures are wondering, who says no, Mike Trout for Kevin Durant?
Ooh.
Who says no? Let's talk this through for a second. Is Mike Trout a better basketball player than Kevin Durant is a better baseball player? I think is what we're getting at here.
Mm.
They're both what we're being told are like top 10 players of all time.
I think Durant's got a silky, smooth swing.
Yeah, I feel like Trout is going to struggle at basketball. I don't know.
Yeah. So I go Durant.
KD's going to be maybe a little bit better at baseball. I feel like we can hide him a bit too.
The Nets are going to ask for something more
okay.
from the Angels.
Okay.
Throw in the Bleacher Creatures. Throw in a couple bats and balls, and that's not all.
Okay,
anyway.
Okay.
All right, last point I want to bring up. The trade deadline's coming up August 2nd, and I bring this up because more teams look like they want to go for it because of the new expanded playoff format.
Oh, okay. Just like the NBA.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, in baseball it's always been a fewer number of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was 5 in each league. It's up to 6 this year.
Wow.
After the CBA negotiations now, MLB wanted even more. They wanted 7 in each league to make it. They wanted 14 of the 30 teams essentially to make it.
You say make it, though, wild card games to get it? Okay.
Yes.
To really, like play-in games, basically.
Yes, but the play-in game, the format has changed. It's not just a single game anymore. It's a series of 3.
3, okay. I don't mind that.
Yeah, so right now it's 5 in each league. The top 2 divisions will get a bye. Okay. Sorry, it's six. It's moved to six this year. So top two division winners get a bye. And then 3 versus 6, a division winner versus a wild card, and then 4 versus 5, two other wild card teams play in a series of 3 games. Mm. And then those two go on to face the top two in a division series as per normal, a 5-game series, and then championship series for 7 games, and then the World Series for another 7 games.
Okay.
So it's a series of 3. And I think those 2 series of 3 games, 3, 6, 4, 5 in each league, are all played at the same venue. They don't go...
Oh,
do a 1-1-1 or 2-1. It's all the same venue.
So the higher seed?
Hosts a 3-game series.
Wow. Okay. So basically you're saying the 5th and 6th seeds in each league are really at a disadvantage because they got to win. It's not just a 1 game to get in. They
got
to win 2 or 3, and they got to do it all on the road. All right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. But that's baseball. It's 3-game series in one city. I do like how they're not going back and forth. You know, go 1-1-1. I think it makes sense.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure that's what's happening because I listen to baseball podcasts. Some people don't even the experts don't even know what's happening with the playoff format in terms of home team.
Right.
But eventually, we're 12 of 30 teams now make the playoffs, and it is a little bit more. I think it feels like the playoffs because they're playing 3 games at least, a 3-game series rather than the wild card random 1 game.
Right.
It's still called wild card, I do believe. But anyways, I think they're going to get up to 14 of 30 teams. So,
oh, wow.
So I always looked that up in October. What's the playoff format again? Now the top two teams slightly incentivized to win more games.
Are there races?
Sounds
like there's probably races going on. I know it's still...
Oh, the wild cards?
Well, no. To get one of those top two seats.
I don't know. There's a good debate on the Athletic MLB show, the Athletic Baseball show, about... Do you want a week off? Do you want that 1-2?
Ooh, rust versus rest. Here we go.
Now, pitchers, they want the rest, but hitters, they like the rhythm.
Yeah.
That'll take you out of the rhythm.
I could see that being.
I think it depends on the team. If you have an ace or a number 2, you have a pitcher that needs some rest, he's hurt, for instance, then you want one of those top 2 seats, but I don't know. Maybe a 3-game set will do you good. And then you can get on a roll if you're one of those wild card teams. But, it's a good debate.
Okay, here's a hypothetical. Because I could see why you would want to just keep playing. Stay in the rhythm, you know?
Yeah.
Is it against the rules if, let's say the Braves are one of the top 2 teams. They get a week off, like you're saying.
Yes.
Can't schedule a game. Schedule a game against the Savannah Bananas. Make some money for charity. Just get the guys out here. Get the boys out on the field.
What if they get hurt, Skeets?
Ah, it's like an exhibition game. What are the odds?
Baseball's all about odds. I think we could get the odds on that pronto. It's a good question. Good debates about that. I don't know if teams are really incentivized to go for the top 2 seats. Maybe they are.
Wow. You're going to say teams are throwing it.
Nah.
That'd be crazy.
Now, that would be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
Because it is tough. The days start rolling. Games become pretty regular when you get into those 3-game series, then you get to the division series and the championship
playing a lot.
You want your guys rested, and we'll talk about a great pitcher who's made his mark this year for the first time after the break, because he's got a great baseball name, and we love our baseball names, our sports names here on No Bunts. We'll be back right after the break.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called 6 Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out 6 pop culture themed trophies for 6 basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make 6 Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow 6 Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Sports names, the absolute best. I know you like big baseball players, Skeets, running around the bases. It is fun.
Yeah.
But they're nothing without great sports names.
It's true.
So here are some great baseball names. Another great graphic by JD with Rance Mullinex.
That's who I thought that was. Yeah. I wasn't 100% sure, but...
I was just thinking of the best name I could think of in baseball. And it's Rance Mullinex. Is there a better name?
Rance.
I
mean,
the man's name was Rance Mullinex.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Yep. And... Not to be an old fogey, but that man never put on a batting glove. You think that guy would put on an elbow pad or a helmet to cover his face or a little no batting glove in sight, no shin pad.
Wow.
He liked getting a little sticky pine tar, stepping up, waggling the fingers a little bit. Not quite Tony Fernandez-esque. Rest in peace, Rance. Love that guy.
So are you giving me or us the best baseball names of all time or today's game?
No. We're not going to go crazy. I just like great names in the game today because, we are casual fans here. We may have not heard of all these guys. So just a quick few of them to get you excited about baseball this season.
This is my therapy.
the first one, Spencer Strider.
That's a good name. Oof. Wow. See, is this guy fast?
He's a pitcher.
Well, okay. Slider. Does he have a slider?
Ooh, probably. He takes a strider to the plate every time he throws a pitch. He may have the strider slider. That's got to be a thing.
I would hope so. It sounds like a fast guy, but you say he's a pitcher, he better have a slider in his arsenal.
He's got a heater. He throws real, real hard. Okay. He's damn good here.
Spencer Striker,
sure. He's 23 years old. And he has a mustache.
Yeah.
And I think it's an unironic mustache. I mean, I think he just likes it.
Maybe he saw Top Gun.
Maybe.
The new one.
Because I don't think it's I think he's had it the entire season though. I don't think this is a trend. So he's only been starting for 6 weeks, but he is awesome. The Braves staff is awesome. Spencer Strider.
He's on the Braves, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's could be their second best pitcher, even though they've got Fried and Wright and Morton and Ian Anderson back. They're good. And he's good. Spencer Strider, just some simple alliteration.
Yeah.
Kicking ass. The second one, Yordan Alvarez. Air Yordan. That's his nickname.
Ooh. Why? Because he can go take away a home run? Or is he?
I don't know about that. Oh. He's a DH and an outfielder, so he could take away a home run, I guess.
Okay.
I think
it's more he's for dingers. Why do they call him Air? Is what I'm getting.
Because his name sounds like Jordan. Yeah. I think.
I mean, I get that part, but I was hoping it's because he puts the ball 500 feet in the air, or he's jumping high like Jordan to snag away a home run, like a young Skeets at St. Joe's Field. Corey Smith going down left field. He's going, no. Okay.
I think you're not. Listen, when we start thinking about basketball nicknames, let's think of a play on words. Let's think of something that sounds a little funny. Air Yordan.
That's good. I mean,
it's good. Yeah, I think he's had it for a while, and I think that is his signature nickname. I don't think it's anything. It's not a flash in the pan of a nickname, is what I'm trying to say.
Is he a Nike athlete?
Maybe.
Or Jordan athlete?
Maybe. I did a brief Google to make sure that it's his nickname, and I did see a lot of merch with Air Yordan.
Yeah, you stuff. Would think.
He's an MVP candidate. In the AL, he's an Astros DH and outfielder, and he's a very, very good.
Okay.
So, yeah, Strider, Alvarez, and the last one, Brad Boxberger. His name is Brad Boxberger.
Okay, what does he do?
He plays baseball.
His name is Brad Boxberger.
He's a Brewers pitcher. That's a great, and that's the connection. Name. Brewer with a burger. The beer and burger combo. I'm not sure if that's been a promotion in stadiums over his career because he's been around for a while.
It's usually a brew and a dog or a bratwurst maybe in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Brew and a bratwurst. Yeah,
but it still works.
Yeah, brew and a burger.
They sometimes come in boxes at stadiums too.
You'd think they'd have like a box burger box.
It sounds like, hey, okay, like we're at the game. Like, hey, I'm going to go grab some box burgers. Some of you want one? Want one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll grab a couple.
Yeah.
Take a burger in a box. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't love the waste that we're creating with that. But,
true, yeah.
But, if you can recycle it, sure.
You can recycle it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Unlike Vegas. We just went to Vegas. Oh, my God. The waste. I don't think Mandalay Bay had a recycling bin.
No. But
one,
I guess
it took me 3 days to find a recycling bin in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I found it
at the stadium. Thank you, Thomas and Mac.
Oh yeah, they did have them there.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you Mandalay Bay is going to say, "Don't worry, we
separate it.
We separate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah."
I'm just telling you that's what they're going to say. There's not a chance. Anyway, that was sad.
I just threw everything I had in the pool. The filter will get it. You done with that box burger? Yeah, just chuck it in the pool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I found in my swimsuit. Plastic bottle.
What, the pickle that I didn't eat?
Yeah. There's some pickles in that. Definitely some pickles in that lagoon, as it was called in Mandalay Bay.
Anyway. That's right.
Anyway, that's it.
Those three.
That's it. Yeah, just three quick names. You know, don't overdo it. We can come back to it later. If you're not, you know, huge into baseball, I'll dig them up for you. But yeah, Box Burger's been around. Alvarez has been around. Spencer's just hitting his strider in Atlanta.
There was one in from the Bleacher Creatures. I think he still plays. I think he's Canadian. I think he's really good on the mic. Is it Joey Votto?
Joey Votto, yeah.
It's just a good name.
It's a good, solid name.
Isn't he the guy that's like really charismatic and they mic up all the time? And
he's like
straight up just talking to the booth while an actual professional sport is being played.
Yeah, he's still on the Cincinnati Reds, a lifer for the Reds.
Wow,
38 years old.
He's Canadian, I think.
Yeah,
he's Canadian. Yeah.
Very proud to be. Yeah, he's done some cool things, actually. Yeah, Joey Votto.
It's just a good. It's a good name. Joey. Sweet. It's just a grown man named Joey, too. Whoa.
Yeah. And a nice short name. 9 letters.
That's a very short name.
Yeah, I think he goes, let's see. Given name, is it Joe or Joey? See, he's one of these that looks like his given name is Joey. No, Joseph Daniel Votto.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Okay, enough with the names. That was a blast. Hopefully you guys will be watching the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby next week. It's a great time to get in because No Bunts will be talking about that next week. And, of course, we'll be trying some new stuff. Don't forget, there's a No Breaks episode tomorrow, Wednesday, coming up.
Yep.
Skeets with Graydon Gordian.
That's right.
Talking about the latest F1 race that has its own feed. So go find it wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. It's separate from the No Dunks feed. And that's it. Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Yeah, let me give you a little stat here while we say goodbye. Back to the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
You said Pete Alonso going in it once again? He's going to try and become just the second guy all-time to win the Home Run Derby 3 times. Can you name the other one?
There's one guy who's won it 3 times.
Yep. I mean, you can get him. You were telling me I should guess this guy.
Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr. I think Griffey's gone in it the most times, too.
I didn't know that.
You do now. So there you go.
Thank you.
Yep. No bunts. We're taking our name seriously here. All dingers, baby.
All dingers. All right. Embrace the day, people.